earlier this year, it was announced that the Carolina Hurricanes were starting a Hall of Fame. And they announced various members of the committee. I was honored to be asked to be on that committee, and we were given a set of criteria, who was eligible, who was not eligible, blah, blah, blah. And don't you know, Cam Ward is eligible, and in fact will be the first inductee into the Carolina Hurricanes Hall of Fame. Retired numbers already in. Rod Brindamore, Ron Francis, Glenn Wesley already in. Cam Ward will be number 4 in the Hall of Fame. He joins us. Congratulations, Mr. Hall of Fame. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. Appreciate you having me on the show, and congrats to you for being on the committee, pal.
It was. I knew people. I pulled some strings. I wanted to have a voice. That's the only way we were ever going to get Kevin Adams in the Hall of Fame. But I want to talk about you first of all. Because I know they did a video during the Calgary game. They showed the video during the Calgary game. Did you have any idea that this was happening?
No, I had no idea. I had been in contact with Mike Sonheim, and mm-hmm. he had been asking me for a little bit of time to come in to PNC and do an interview. And I thought he made it sound like it was just to talk about the 25th anniversary and
right.
talk about our 06 Stanley Cup run. So I had no inkling of what they were going to do. And then, sure enough, there's my buddy, Rob Brindamore, coming in mid interview and interrupting us with the announcement. So it was a great surprise. They definitely got me.
All right. So when you heard that there was going to be a Hurricanes Hall of Fame, did you think, well, I'm a shoo-in?
No, I mean, I don't look at myself that way. I mean, I guess I knew I had a good chance just for how long that I played with the Hurricanes. But I think it's great though that they put together this Hall of Fame to recognize some of the great players and great people of the organization. I think you know a lot has been made of this 25th anniversary, and you know when you look back, you realize that there's been a lot of great players and also great people that have come through the organization. So. To be the first one and be there with Roddy, Ron Francis, and Glenn Wesley is a big honor for me.
And your friend Eric Staal made the mistake of coming back to play another year, so he's not eligible. That's when I found out because, you know, it was flip a coin. It was either you or mm-hmm. Eric that was going to go in, but Eric decided to play. You know, tough for him. You get
in. Yeah, he loves the game too much, but... you know, when I think of Eric Staal, I think we should be talking about the other Hall of Fame for him. He should be in the real one in the NHL. So I think very highly of that. And I think it's a matter of time before he's in the big, big real one.
Can we get this team's head coach in the big real Hall of Fame?
I think that's been long overdue. I think everybody, if you ask anybody around here, they obviously are going to say the same thing. But whether he's in or not, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer in my eyes and to a lot of people's eyes. And, you know, I'm just glad that I was able to play with, you know, both those guys that you just named.
All right, let's talk about Cam Ward, the goaltender, 318 wins, dwarfing anything that anybody has ever done in a Hurricanes uniform, 27 shutouts, 688 games played for the franchise. That's all franchise dating back even to Hartford. Do you remember your first win in the NHL?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was one of the most memorable games I probably played in my career. You know, for the fact that we was playing against one of the all-time greats in Mario Lemieux and the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I believe that was the first year of the shootout. So the way that the game transpired, it went into the shootout, and there's Mario Lemieux facing me, and you know, to be able to win, I believe it was our home opener too. I definitely remember my first NHL start.
Do you remember the three shooters for Pittsburgh in the shootout?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, Mario Lemieux, and Zygmunt Palfy, who he actually geeked me out of my shorts, but, missed the net. And then Sidney Crosby, obviously one of the greatest to play now with his long career.
That's a pretty good array of shooters that Whether or not we don't remember, like they're all line drives in the box score. We say about baseball, like did Ziggy Palfy score? No, great save, Cam. Great save.
There you go.
That's all you need to know.
We can remember it. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this question, because I know, just joking around, have you ever talked to Kevin Weeks and had a debate about which was the greatest save in Hurricanes history? Yours on Fernando Pisani in Game 7 or his on John Madden in, it was either Game 5 or 6 against the Devils in 2002?
No, I've never had that conversation, but I definitely remember the save that Kevin made and what a big-time save that was. And actually, my first roommate in my first ever training camp was with Kevin Weeks. So okay. That was pretty cool for me. I thought he was a really great goaltender and a great guy, and definitely liked the cool car. So I thought he was the man. he had some special moments throughout his career too, and that definitely was a memorable save that he made.
Oh, that was they're both amazing saves, and nobody can get past the moment in 2006 in Game 7, because if I'm not mistaken, it's late. And it's 2-1, and if that goes in, anything could happen at that point.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah, I remember obviously the third period of the Stanley Cup, and it was a very similar play that they had scored on early in the third period. Mm-hmm. Just a guy driving wide and a bad rebound by me, and Pisani was able to score on that one. And it almost was the exact same play, just with a different result in the end, and just making a desperation save. But it's tough for the goaltender when a guy's coming out wide like that, and you're kind of forced to kick it into the slots. And sure enough, Pisani was there again, but luckily this time we made the save and were able to hold on. The rest was history, I guess.
Cam Ward is going to be inducted in February, right before the home game before the outdoor game. He'll be inducted into the Carolina Hurricanes Hall of Fame. Do you get a better parking spot? What exactly happens now?
That's a real good question. I thought I could ask you since you're on the committee.
They don't ask me those things.
I believe they're doing an on-ice presentation. Uh-huh. I don't know really what they have in store other than that they said it'd be a good idea to have my parents come down and enjoy the special moment. So they also mentioned that I might have to say something, so that scares the crap out of me to think that I gotta speak in front of everybody. But I'll try to do my best, but it's just really, humbling to be recognized and to have a little bit of a moment before the game. It'll be a special night.
Oh, there is no question. We got to get your number in the rafters next to Roddy and Ron and Glenn because it deserves to be there. Let me ask just about other moments in your career. I know you started 73 games in a season in 2010, 2011, 73 starts. Do you look back on that and go, why did I agree to that?
No, I actually, I loved playing like that. I remember Mo was our coach. I believe that was the All-Star year where Raleigh was hosting. And things aligned really well that year and just was able to get into a rhythm. And I do remember when we lost the game 82 to miss the playoffs. We had our exit meetings or whatnot, and with the GMs and management. And, you know, much was made of the 73 games, but I remember just vividly being like, you know, if we were to win that game 82, I felt like I was ready to go. I was fresh and definitely wanted to keep playing. But, yeah, seeing number ones play that many games, nowadays is kind of, hard to find. So it's, you know, I think that's a compliment to how good the goaltenders are and how many good ones there are. You know, there's two very good ones on each and every team, and, you know, teams are able to, you know, go back and forth.
Did you wear 30 because of Martin Brodeur?
Yeah, I think he was definitely one of the guys that, you know, I idolized.
Because he played a lot, too.
You know, and he certainly did. And, yeah, we had some good battles with Marty in the playoffs, too. And, yeah, just growing up watching him wear the number 30. Kudrow was another guy that I grew up watching, you know, when I was living in Edmonton and when he was playing with the Oilers. So those kind of guys were guys that I idolized and, you know, looked up to when I came into the league.
Cam Ward, before we let you go, I think we're all happy that you made Raleigh your home, because a lot of players go back home when their careers are done, so I'm glad you did that. How's Nolan, and how's the family?
The family's great. Thanks for asking. You know, that's why this past week was kind of extra special. You know, I had my wife's parents in town. They hadn't been in Raleigh, hadn't visited in 3 years, so mm-hmm. That was big to have them down here. And then my son turned 12 on Thanksgiving Day, and, you know, was able to do the kind of the party of the day, the game against Calgary. So it was a really, really good week. And, you know, I've said all along that, you know, this is our home, and we've been here for so long that we've established our roots and just absolutely love it. And, you know, I'm appreciative of all the people around here, the Southern hospitality. We've kind of adapted to it. So it's, you know, it's been great, and we'll be here for years to come.
Do you like Pyotr Kochetkov?
I really like, how do you say his name? Poiter?
Pyotr.
Kochetkov. I really like, I'm a fan, to be honest. I really like the way that he plays the game. I think he's got real good, you know, skate work over at his edges, and he seems competitive. He seems like mm-hmm. he wants to be the man. And, you know, I love that mentality. So, I think the Canes, I'm real pleased with all three guys, but yeah, it's exciting to see that Kochetkov play. I enjoy watching him.
Well, congratulations again on the honor. Well deserved. We'll see you at the rink very soon. Appreciate your time. Best to everybody, and we'll talk to you down the road, Cam Ward. I appreciate it.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. We are filled with an abundance of joy.
We are filled with an abundance of joy.
Also an abundance of questions. Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service to help answer questions and resolve claims quickly.
Good thing Geico has 24/7 claim service.
We are also filled with an abundance of biscuits.
We are also filled with, I don't think it works this way.
Oh, and jam. Don't forget jam.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.